This Shabbat, Shabbat Zachor, we read of the commandment to remember, to erase the memory of Amalek. Interestingly, if we look at the first and last words, Zachor et asher asah lecha Amalek, remember what Amalek did to you. Forever we need to remember what Amalek did to us. And that commandment needs to express itself in erasing the memory of Amalek. Timche et zecher Amalek mitachat hashamayim lo tishkach. Don't forget to erase their memory, which in essence perpetuates the memory. Of course, we all know the ruthlessness, the danger that lies within Amalek in those times, in the reincarnations, in our own times, and the need to destroy this type of negativity, of damaging, dangerous influences from our world. That's why it's surprising that Rav Kook writes in his Midot HaRiyah, under Ahava, Ot Vav, he says that tzaddikim have within their neshama a comprehensive love for all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations. Midat ha'ahava hashruya b'nishmat tzaddikim hi kolelet kol habruim kulam. It includes all of his creations. V'eina motziya min haklal, and it doesn't take exception from shum davar v'lo am v'lashon v'afilu amalek. We need to erase the physical presence of Amalek, but there's some root of Amalek that needs to remain, that needs to be appreciated, that needs to be loved. And that's an unbelievable statement. Even as we hate, destroy Amalek, we need to find the positive and love it as well. And the question is, what redeeming positive feature is there to love about Amalek? Rav Tzvi Yehuda, Rav Kook's son, famous for pointing out that if you look in the sixth perek of Avot, twice we have Avat HaBore, Hashem, mentioned, and then Avat HaBriot mentioned, because love of God will translate itself in the love of His creations. But again, what is there to love? What is there to learn from and love within Amalek? And maybe one can suggest an answer based on the Pirush of Chazal to the deeper significance of Amalek's attack. Chazal compared the Jewish people when they left Egypt to a hot bathtub that all the nations of the world were terrified from, until Amalek, with his boldness, jumped in into this hot bathtub and showed that everyone could jump in too, and then the stigma, the fear of attacking Bnei Yisrael was lost. Why did Chazal compare the situation of the Jews leaving Egypt to a hot bathtub? If we had to think of things that people are afraid of, I would put things a lot higher than a hot bathtub. Maybe the mashal Chazal gave is not coincidental, but connects back to what the Bnei Yisrael experienced at the beginning of the parsha that ends with the attack of Amalek. And of course, in the beginning of Parshat B'Shalach, the Jews were standing on the edge of the Red Sea, the Reed Sea of Yam Suf, with the expectation of them being that they should jump into the water following the cloud of God without fear and moving forward. But of course, they were afraid. Maybe one can suggest that Amalek attacks them to show them the contrast, to show them what it means to take action and to not be afraid to jump in the water. And maybe as terrible as Amalek is, and as much as they use their boldness and courage for the wrong purposes, that boldness and courage is something that we, the Jewish people, need to learn, need to appreciate, need to love about Amalek. And maybe they're put in the world for us to appreciate that, to learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria and Beruim what we can internalize for ourselves. And I think the lesson here is that clearly what a person aims to accomplish is most important, but goals in and of themselves won't realize themselves. We need to have the courage and the conviction to be able to take action. And if Amalek has that courage to take action against the people of God, how much more so should we have the courage to act, knowing that God's cloud and God's wind and God's support is at our backs? And if we learn that from Amalek, hopefully we can accomplish the great things that the Jewish people have the potential and the responsibility to accomplish. Let's remember to not forget to erase Amalek, but learn the lessons from them. Shabbat Shalom.